Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
One of the things I love, I know it makes me a complete nerd, but that is what it is. We own who we are. About this time of year is not only the fact that it is nearly December and it is summer. Well, it needs to be a bit warmer, but never mind that. But we also start to see a gathering of information about the year that was. One of those things is the word of the year. And here we go. Mukun, I think we need a drum roll because we do have, there has already been one announcement about the word of the year. Six, seven. I don't know, did I say that right? 6-7.
Nope.
I'm too old. 6-7. Because you've got to sound stupid when you say it.
6-7.
Oh, yeah. No, rubbish.
6-7.
Oh, did I say it like that? With actually energy.
6-7.
Anyway,
no,
so that...
No one knows what it means, by the way.
No, well, that's why we've got a professor on. Professor Bill Kohlbrenner. He's an English professor at Bar-Ilan University. So here we go. New Gen Z word added to the dictionary. 6-7. Is it even a word? Are numbers... Well, good morning.
Good morning, Howard. And first of all, I just want to say Sababa, which is... Speaking of new words, you know, I'm like you. I think we should go out and play, you know, croquet or backgammon someplace, Howard. We have to go into retirement. I'm a university professor. I've never heard this before.
Are you serious?
Well, my students have mocked me now for not having heard it.
Exactly.
Before, so
yeah,
apparently it is part of their. So we know, Howard, that words are constantly evolving. As you know, Shakespeare introduced 1,700 words into the English language, among them bedroom, who knew, right?
Wow.
And many, many others. The question, I guess, right now is, now we are inundated with new kinds of words. Like, is selfie a word, Howard? Is selfie in the
yes,
dictionary?
Yes, I think selfie became, selfie was, in fact, I always do this because I love to, at the end of the year, I like to sometimes write an article because, you trace a trend of words that have been the word of the year over the last couple of years, and it's a fascinating insight into society. I have no idea what 6-7 is going to tell us, but selfie is definitely a word.
Well, it's a question really of what dictionaries can do and what they have done. I mean, as you probably know, Howard, in 1755, Dr. Johnson, Samuel Johnson, was the first person who tried to regularize the English language. His dictionary is hilarious and extremely learned. It took him 9 years to do it. And you see that he justifies his choices on the basis of what great authors, Milton, Shakespeare, Dryden, are using those words. Now, of course, things have changed entirely because usage is really what determines things. The French Academy, as you know, they are very snobby and they try to control the language. Johnson did as well. He really wanted to regularize the English language, but stuff doesn't stop changing. The language always changes. And I guess the question now for us in the generation that we exist is, is 6-7 still in? One of my students told me now that
no, it's
people
very
say
out.
Group 7.
Oh.
Group 7, I've heard. I mean, I don't know. This is cutting edge stuff.
I'm going to ask. I'm asking Mukundi, the youngest person in the room.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
What did you say? Group 7. That's interesting. Maybe one of our listeners with kids in the car can help us out. 061-895-1019. Let us know. Is it still 6-7 or is it group 7?
Yeah, Howard. So I can't really give any right. authority on this, but there are so many words that have come into our language. I mean, cool. It was part of jazz argot in the 20s and 30s, and now it's part of our language. So I guess, Howard, we have to decide, what does a dictionary do now? And just because it's in the dictionary, does it give authority? If a student writes it in her paper, do I accept that as language? I don't know.
And if you're playing Scrabble, that's another difficult one.
Tachlis, another word. Tachlis?
Yeah.
That is a good question for Scrabble, right? Does 6-7 count for Scrabble? But again, you know, Hebrew is just filled with words like this. Sababa, which means great. Achla, which means also kind of great. One of my favorites is Yalla, let's go. Our language is just suffused. And I guess the question is, does it come from Shakespeare and Dryden? Not anymore. Or does it come from the bottom up? I mean, even my own friends will say things like adulting or doom scrolling. Mm. And, you know, I'm the older geriatric generation in the university, but we just see that these languages that really come again from the ground up, they saturate our language.
So let me ask you, is there not a difference? You know, a word like selfie, which, by the way, I looked it up while you were talking, gained widespread usage in 2010, and it was the Oxford Dictionary Word of the Year in 2013. But selfie was invented to describe an action. Doom scrolling is also a word that is used to describe something that there couldn't have been a word for at the time. A lot of these words are, and we see that a lot in Hebrew, is when they need to actually figure out a word that doesn't exist. But a word like, where that differs from a 6-7, which is a meaningless word, it's just actually a group of sounds that doesn't actually have meaning. Right. I understand the one lot becoming words and words evolving and developing as they need to, but then you've got this, which to me is meaningless, quite literally. And there's another word that is used wrong anyway, but that's
right.
Another
So that is interesting, really, which is we have a word that is a kind of refusal of meaning. And what you're saying, it's not just a filler like or but it's a phrase that says, I don't mean anything. And maybe that, I mean, I understand we're not in Gen Z anymore, we're Gen A, but perhaps that is a sign, you know, it's a sign of affiliation. And it's, as you're saying, you know, if we're not already declaring the death of Western civilization for 50 years now, it's a way in which language says, I'm not really doing anything, but I'm here anyway. And this is a form of affiliation, and which is a kind of form of protest against meaning. So I think that's the dire look at it, Howard.
I see one of our listeners sent a link to a book called The Dictionary of Lost Words, which I absolutely loved. I thought it was an incredible book because – have you read it?
No.
So what it is it's the story of a young girl who sits at her father's feet, and her father is compiling, he's helping to compile the Oxford English Dictionary, the words. And if I'm not mistaken, if I remember the book correctly, I read it quite a few years ago, is they could only use words that were published. That's how they, so you had to send proof of where the word was used in a publication. The problem was that women weren't being published at that stage. So it effectively became, the dictionary was quite male-oriented or based, and then words were being thrown out, discarded, and she would take these words and go and look for how they were being used maybe amongst women or people. And it was just such a fascinating insight into words. It's definitely worth reading if you haven't. I did love that. So do you think there's going to be, because we are out of time, do you think there is going to be a trend towards just these meaningless words or words that are just part of popular trend? Because a year from now, no one's going to even remember 6-7, I don't think.
So, Howard, I think you've inspired me, and I think what people should do is, let's say 6-7 as much as you want, but this amazing thing about going back into the past to works we haven't read and to find new words. That's, I mean, Shelley, and this is a good place to end, the poet from the 19th century said that poets are the unacknowledged legislators of the world. So we can't leave, because they create the world we live in with their language. So we can't leave it up to the 6-7s. We have to, you know, go back and find and discover and make new language to describe ourselves as vibrant, living people. 6-7 hours.
And 6-7 to you as well.